Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Yes, it's been about 6 days since I last recorded, and as I had stated on the other shows, that I was doing this challenge, and if it wasn't feeling right, I wasn't forcing myself to do it. So, here I am, completely accepting that I have skipped, I think, 5 or 6 days. There was some stuff going on in my life that I needed to tend to up until yesterday, which was my birthday. So I got to enjoy that day with family, and I was still dealing with some stuff inside of myself that I released, and it felt amazing. It absolutely felt amazing. And what I want to talk today on this show about, which probably won't be super long because I do have a phone call with a friend, is that you really do care. We tend to get into these states of overthinking certain things in our lives, and then we just say, oh, well, I don't care. I don't care. And that is just a way that your unconscious is helping you to stay safe. It's helping to protect you. So your conscious mind is saying, I don't care. I'm going to push this down. Now, what that causes is a whole flow. Blockage. Let's use the word blockage. Of resistance inside of your body. It is telling your unconscious mind, this is not safe. I don't want to deal with this right now. This is inconvenient. This is uncomfortable. This is fill in the blank, whatever words that you want to use that feels good to you, right? Because it's about feeling good. We want to feel good, so we're using all these terms to make us feel better. When in fact, we really do care. We really do give a fuck about what's going on, but we're just not feeling safe enough to deal with it at the moment. I want you to really think about that. You really do care. Because if you didn't care, it would be easy. It wouldn't even be a thought in your mind. You wouldn't be overthinking it. You wouldn't be stressing about it. You wouldn't be creating the stories in your head that you might be creating. Now, I want you to take a topic or a situation in your life where you're telling yourself that you don't care right now, that you don't care, that it's not important, that I'll be fine, I'll be okay, all of these things, whatever it is for you. It's different for everyone. What is that thing? Bring it to the front of your mind right now. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and release it. And bring that feeling into your body. Allow it there. Allow it there for a second. Allow yourself to feel it, see it, sense it, taste it, smell it, whatever it is. We're all different this way. We're all gonna sense a feeling or a situation in a certain way. It could be anxiety. It could be a mental image. It could be a smell that comes to you, right? We have all of these abilities. We have all these psychic senses. Whether you want to believe it or not, your brain is going to show it to you in some way, shape, or form. What is that thing that you are telling yourself you're okay with, but still keeps coming to you? We all have it. I had it. I have it. It's okay. Bring that to your mind right now and allow that feeling. Let it be there. You to place this situation, somewhere in your body, where are you physically feeling it? Is it your stomach? Is it your chest? Is it your head? Is it your lower back? Is it your ankle? Where is the feeling? I want you to allow the feeling to be there. Give it a shape. What's the shape? Is it the shape of an orange? Is it the shape of a, I don't know, bench? Park bench. I'm staring at a park bench right now, so as silly as that sounds, it could be anything. Is it a grapefruit? Is it a bowling ball? Is it something square? Give it the feeling of a shape. Allow it to be there. I want you to take your awareness right now and place it in that part of your body, in whatever shape you've given it. Allow it to be there. Now I want you to take a nice deep breath in. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and release it. Keep going through this process until that shape, that size, whatever that thing is, continues to get smaller. Because as you give that awareness to that shape and you breathe into you, do it, and you allow that feeling. Now I'm doing this at the same time, so I might stumble over my words. Allow it to be there. Deep breaths. Start to notice any shifts, any changes, any differences in whatever that situation is. Are you starting to feel different towards it? Is it feeling more relaxed? Is it feeling smaller? Is it feeling less significant? Keep this going. Is it shifting in your body? Is it going to a different spot? If it is, go with it. Flow with it. Allow it to be there. Deep breath in. Good job, good job, good job. Breathe out. Keep going with this process. Now what I'm doing here with you guys, as you keep doing this, just keep listening to my voice. I'm giving you a mini inner voice session right now. I'm giving you what's called the beanbag session. Wasn't intended, but this is just where this podcast went to. So I'm just allowing it to be there. Notice the feeling of a situation in your life. Place it in your body, wherever you're feeling it. Give it a shape, give it a sensation. You can even give it a color. If a color is what you work best with, a visualization is what you work best with, do that. You just want to keep going through this process. Now, again, this was not meant to go in this direction, but it certainly did lead into a mini beanbag session. This is something that I was trained in as an inner voice facilitator many years ago. I think it was in 2019 or 20? No, 2019. I'm even feeling better as I do this. And I was just led into that session because that's what I needed, and most likely because you're listening to this show, you probably needed this as well. Just keep taking those deep breaths, allowing the feeling to be there. This is something that, if you've ever listened to The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, this is something that he calls the pain body. This is something that is physically in your body because it is a thought, and a thought is a physical thing that happens. It is a physical sense inside of your body, because when you think of something, it becomes part of you. Whether you want to believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, right now, this is how your mind works. It's kind of like if you've ever worked with a pendulum, which is really cool, by the way. If you've ever worked with a pendulum, and it is a fun, I want to call game or a fun experiment for you to do. You can do that as well. You can actually direct a pendulum to move in a certain direction based on your thoughts. Play with this. It is fun. It is informative. And it just shows you how incredibly powerful your mind actually is. I've done this with many different things. And now this is not what this podcast is about, but I just want to inform you and give you different ways that you can work with your mind. So if you say you don't care and it is affecting you emotionally or physically in your body, your brain is trying to shut it down. And this is what needs to be worked on. This is why it is appearing inside of your mind or inside of your body. Your mind and your body are trying to work in sync. And when they do not, your mind wants to hide it away, shut it away. It doesn't want to deal with it because it's difficult. But guys, what in life isn't a difficult situation that is worth it? Everything in this lifetime that is difficult is important to your unconscious mind. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be having an emotional or a physical reaction towards it. Once again, if it's coming up emotionally in a way that is causing you anxiety, stress, fear, scarcity, it's important to you. Don't ignore it. Allow it to be there. Do that little exercise I just did with the breathing, with the placing it in your body. It's called a beanbag session. Ask me if you want more information on that, if you want to understand how to do that on a deeper level by yourself, because you certainly can. It helps to work with a practitioner as well. If you want more information on beanbagging or inner voicing, please let me know. Reach out to me. I share my email on here all of the time. Reach out. But again, if your body or your mind, if your body is feeling something, some sort of pain, some sort of discomfort in a specific part of your body, it's telling you something. If your mind is overthinking, or just making up stories about a certain situation in your life, there is something there to be looked at. It is time to allow that to come up. If it wasn't ready to come up, it wouldn't come up. It would stay hidden away inside of your mind where it's safe and locked away. When it's coming up, it's ready to be looked at because you care. As many times as you say, I don't care, if you say I'm okay, if you say I'm fine, your mind is going to allow that. It's going to keep hiding it away. But if you place your awareness on that and you notice what your mind is, what your mind is doing, if it's telling you stories, if it's making up reasons for it to be true or for it to not be true, then you care. If the pain in your body is not going away as a headache, as a backache, as a stomach ache, as anxiety, as fear, as whatever, then you care. It's time for it to come up. Allow it to be there. Allow it to be there. Allow it to be there. This is so important. And as I speak this to you, I am speaking this to myself as well. The more aware that you are of the sensations in your body, of the thoughts in your mind as they reappear for what might be no reason at all, it's because you're being led, you're being directed unconsciously to face the thing that you say you don't care about. If you didn't care, it wouldn't be a thought in your mind. I'll say that again. If you didn't care, it wouldn't be a thought in your mind. These things come up because you do care, because it's trying to be so fuckingly blatant in your face, as if it's just something coming down from the sky to smack the fuck out of you. And as I say this, it just sounds so funny because I know it's so true. It is so true. And you know, sometimes when I'm in the middle of something in my life, I like to hide away. Other times I like to be as real as I possibly can. And that is what I'm doing right now. I'm being real. So real right now that as I speak this, I understand more and more the mind-body connection. Now, I am in school for mind-body medicine. My fucking PhD. I'm getting my PhD in mind-body medicine, and yet I still need to do these types of exercises because I'm a human. Because you can't escape those human, you can't escape your humanness. It's just not possible. But what you can do is to give yourself the self-respect of allowing yourself to feel like shit sometimes. And when you allow yourself to feel like shit, the things come up and they resolve themselves because you are fully placing your awareness on the pain or the lack or the anxiety that's coming up. But guys, what I really want you to know is that it's a temporary thing if you allow it to be there. If you don't constantly tell yourself, I'm okay, I'm good, I'll just get through it. Or the things that you hear people say constantly on a daily basis, hanging in, getting through, all of those things. We hear people say them throughout the day, and it's one of the things that kind of drives me crazy if I'm asking someone, how are you doing today? And they're saying, oh, hanging in. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with them. Something inside of them is saying, yeah, I'm hanging in, but I'm really not okay. But I'm not dealing with it, and I don't want to deal with it. You don't want to be that type of person. If you're listening to a podcast like this, or if you're listening to other shows that help you understand who you are, there is so much more to you. You are an important person in this world. You're here for a reason. You have so many gifts and so many things to share with the world that it's not worth letting your heart and your mind disconnect. Get on top of your shit. Allow it to be there. It's okay. You are a human. Now this is sounding like a rant, but it's feeling really good because I know someone out there needs to hear this. You are amazing. You're wonderful. And what someone in my life who's very important to me tells me all the time is, I wish you could see yourself as I do. And I even get a little emotional saying that because there are many times in my life when I don't. There are many times in my life where I do. And sometimes we disconnect. Sometimes I disconnect. And that's why it's important to be able to get these things out. That's why it's important to connect with loved ones, truly connect, not just have surface conversations, but to actually have real conversations with people who can get deep with you and who can share their struggles as well as you sharing your struggles. Because it's us humans who are deeply connected with other humans on this planet. Whether it's a therapist that you talk to, whether it is a doctor or a friend or a family member, a coworker, anyone, we all need someone to talk to It's so important for our emotional release process, whether or not you know that you're doing it or not. When you're having a deep conversation with the heart to heart with another human, or like I'm talking out loud right here, right now, you're having an emotional release, and you can feel that in many ways. You can start to feel a difference in your body. You can have a big sigh, a yawn, a cough, a fart, whatever it might be for you, that's your way, and it's okay. There are many different ways to allow emotions to release. Like I just did that big sigh. I can even feel my body tingling as I'm saying this. These are all of the things through all of my years of training that I have understood and learned that is a way of emotional release. And just allow it. Just allow it to be in your body, however it might be. And I'm really loving the direction that this podcast went today. Because all I came to this show to share today was that you really do care. And that's okay. And the things that you care about are worth caring about. And the things that you care about are going to be the hardest things in your life to deal with. So if you push that care away, then you're going to feel like shit. You're going to feel all of the negative feelings. You're going to feel like you're not worth it. You're going to feel like you're not enough. You're going to have anxiety. You're going to have fear. I could go on and on and on and on. To really understand that you do care. Shutting something down. It's time for you to turn the fuck back on and get on board with dealing with some uncomfortable shit. But know that it's also just a feeling that shall pass. It's an emotion inside of your body, running wild, looking for a place to go. And if you don't, give it a place to go outside of your body through breathing, through awareness, through speaking to another human, through laughing, burping, farting, whatever funny thing might be to you, or release thing, it's going to stay stuck inside of your body and it's going to continue to ruminate through negative feelings. Let it the fuck go. Let it go. My word recently is surrender. I am surrendering myself, but it's work. And I'm going to share this on another podcast. I know I will, because it's a big part of my process right now is surrendering the things that I don't have control of. Because as a human, we want to control everything around us so that we are comfortable. And this includes telling ourselves that we're okay, that we're fine, that I don't care. So I hope you got a lot of use out of this show today. I certainly did. And you know what? I didn't expect that to, but I never do. I never expect it. And I always do. This is how I started podcasting back in 2015 or 16. I started off my very first podcast because I wanted to speak out my emotions. Because I wanted to give myself a little self-therapy. I didn't think anyone would actually listen to my show back then. I know now that that's not true, because I find many podcasts as well. When I'm looking for certain things, I find what I need. So you're going to find this because you need it today. Whatever today is for you, you're going to find it. So once again, I could talk forever. But I'm going to let you go for today, and we'll see if I do another show tomorrow. I don't know. I think I'm at a point now where I am just going to let this show flow because I did break the challenge for myself. I'm okay with that. There's nothing wrong with breaking things that you say that you're going to do as long as you're doing them or not doing them because it doesn't feel good. I don't push myself to do things that I don't feel good about. All right. So I will talk to you guys really soon. Enjoy your day. Have a lovely day. And I hope something really amazing happens for you today. Bye for now.